Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It is another episode of Living Hip Hop. It's actually a special episode because Jocelyn had her baby. We're going to talk about it, and let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Crazy. I know she a freak.
I know that she freaking.
I know she a freak.
Super freak.
So please do not try to run game on me.
I'm not a PlayStation.
Please do not try to run game on me.
I'm not a PlayStation.
And she told me. She don't wanna be a freak no more. She don't wanna be a freak no more.
No more.
She don't wanna be a freak no more.
She don't wanna be freaking. No.
She don't wanna be a freak no more. She don't wanna be a freak no more.
No more.
She don't wanna be a freak no more.
She don't wanna be a freak no more.
I don't know these people.
She don't want to be a freak no more.
She won't be a freak no more.
Oh my God. She don't want to be a freak no more.
I won't be a freak
that's,
no more.
No, that's true. She don't want to be
bad.
A freak no more.
Well, my bad. Y'all saw Rockstar
Jocelyn
come out
still
of
still is, though.
Yeah. With Nicki Baby over there.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
no.
That was. No! We're going to talk about it.
No more!
No more!
Mama!
She don't
want to
be a freak no more.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Your boy Lim Gonzalez here for another episode of Living Hip Hop, special episode, special delivery, a matter of fact.
Special Jocelyn. Delivery. I
Jocelyn.
Special delivery. I need that. Special delivery. I have
See,
that.
That's why I
special delivery on the panel.
Oh,
got a song.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's yeah. great. Yeah, you guys should, like, go on tour.
Hey.
You really
we
should.
We know the jams, baby.
You guys should go on tour. But, yeah, we have to talk about it. But I'm so glad because my girl... Trizzy is back. Trinae Todd, what's up, girl?
What's up, you guys?
From the East Coast.
I missed you guys.
She was around, you know.
Yeah.
Around. I was around the town.
I don't know.
But I'm really glad to be back, y'all.
Yeah, for real. For real. Yeah. And, of course, we got the usual suspects.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
Hold on. You know.
Hold up.
They might got warrants, but you know. It's okay because we got the studio locked down.
Hey, I've been to jail.
I ain't going back.
Parking tickets.
I ain't going back.
Parking 24 tickets. Hour lockdown.
Y'all, Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me.
What are y'all doing? I don't understand what everybody's on. They took the drugs that Jocelyn didn't get because you didn't get that epidural.
Apparently.
No more.
Apparently.
And of course, we got our boy Jimmy V in the building.
Yo, Jimmy V. Shout out to everybody. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. What's up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, you can find me at The Poets Ain't All Day Every Day, and also check out my website. See ya.
Websites.
We're making up words out here.
Websites.
Okay, nice.
And you can follow me on Trinae and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Union.
Hope is back.
I can't.
Trizzy's back.
Oh, the Ratchet Mondays. Oh, you gotta love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Jocelyn, this episode was dedicated to Jocelyn. And her baby, Triumph, she had
That's
her little one, Bonnie Bell. Bonnie Bella. So this episode basically tracked. It started off like it was going to be like a documentary.
It looked like it was a 48 hours.
Well, it was like,
really, though, like,
wait a second.
You got him in the back.
It had a caption. It had a time. It had, you know.
I was like, what is going on? Is this Love and Hip Hop? Was he trying to do something different? Yeah, it started off basically with her. It's like December 28th, 2016.
Right.
Won something in the morning, and she's on her way to the hospital, and she's, you know, talking, and, you know, she's getting ready. Of course, she's going in labor and all this kind of stuff. And then it goes into the, you know, the 6 weeks or
Before,
5 weeks prior.
Yeah,
and then it starts, you know, in with the craziness. First of all, I always thought Jocelyn was on one. But this episode, yo, like strippers at the baby shower.
Yeah.
The cake, the cootie cat cake.
The
cootie cat cake.
With the pubes coming out.
Yo, son, yep. Like, I can't.
I wouldn't mind. Just see what it tastes like.
No, I just
see what
this guy.
Got.
The cake. The cake.
Because she had Jock try to eat it.
Jock would not want. He was like, nah. Put me out there like that.
I don't do the hairy pubes. Jock got jokes out here, apparently.
No, but literally, you can't get a wax while you're pregnant. It's just...
You can't?
You can't.
Is that what you said?
How do you know?
I haven't been pregnant, but I mean, you can.
Why are you telling false information?
But I'm saying that it's just kind of like you're, you know, you're natural down there.
Why would you do that? That'd be a waste.
Yeah, it would be a waste.
It'd be like window shopping.
Right.
Actually, wait. It's not a waste because pregnant sex, I heard, is actually good for the female. So,
you're taking good for the fetus. I thought you were going to say good for the fetus. I'm like, wait.
For the fetus.
Jimmy B, what are you talking about here?
Taking care of the cootie cat, right? Right.
Is good for the female.
Right.
Good for the female, but the man doesn't care.
What
the man
mean?
Doesn't care at the moment but, when the girl's pregnant.
I know females care about
Khalil's
manscaping.
Like, not me.
Right.
He's like, I don't care if my wife is pregnant. She got to keep it clean 24/7.
No,
okay.
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying pregnant sex is not that amazing. That's all I'm saying.
For guys, it's not. I thought pregnant vagina was best.
So firsthand.
That's what I heard.
My experience
and your experience
wasn't that
wasn't
amazing.
Great.
No. Oh, so you've had pregnant
wasn't all
sex.
That.
Yes. I'm not bragging.
Okay.
But
okay.
Since we're sharing.
Oh,
there it is.
Well, you're
no
oversharing,
judgment.
But that's cool. That's cool.
All my viewers out there that have pregnant sex, leave those comments. I really want to know,
boom.
Like, what is it? What's the satisfaction?
Or you could just get pregnant. Find out for yourself.
I'm not getting pregnant.
Somebody
until
come
I'm
shoot your club
married.
Up.
We're not shooting them until we're married.
So. Mr. Abubu, would you have liked it more had it been waxed?
Oh,
I don't think that had anything question. To do with it. There were extenuating circumstances.
Extenuating?
That's what I said.
But you know what I did
exactly
hear is that...
How far along was she?
That's a good question. I don't know. She's definitely showing. But
definitely showing.
Yeah.
Huge
I don't know.
Like Jocelyn? Hmm.
No.
But,
no, okay.
Okay, since we're going to talk about it...
Might as well.
I did feel awkward just because, like, you know, I was worried about the baby. I didn't want to.
You're so caring.
You know, I didn't want anything
as
to be
your
my
man
fault.
Man was basically. Hitting the baby's head. You know, like, is the baby okay? Is the baby good?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, okay.
Mentally takes you out of the game.
It
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I heard positions you can only do from the back when you're pregnant.
I thought it was on the
you
side.
Can't really do a lot, so it wasn't much to go from in those moments.
Mm.
On top's not really. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wonder Stevie's not in the picture.
Right.
He's not getting any.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Stevie.
Okay. No desire. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I'm glad you guys all let me know what your experience were.
Hey, it was his experience.
You guys aren't done living. Hey, you never know.
I mean, I'm
be
not.
Tonight.
No.
We do live in L.A.
That's a. Who was. Oh, actually, speaking of that, though, what movie was that where the guy he was into pregnant girls? I
Whoa.
Feel like it was. No. It was in a. Oh my gosh, what movie? Ryan Reynolds.
I know what movie.
You know what
about.
I'm talking about. And he rushes over and, like, wants to get with the. I can't think of what movie.
I do remember
the movie with like the dude that gets with the pregnant girl, but not like a guy that.
No, there was
fetish.
A guy. There was a guy.
Are you talking about Knocked Up or no?
Yes, I think so. No, I'm not. There was. I can't think. Maybe our viewers might know if anybody's in the live chat and they know what I'm talking about. But I feel like the character was Ryan Reynolds.
Live chat day to day.
Yeah, they did today. Well, they probably you know
we switched up the time.
It's all good. We still love y'all.
Yeah,
it's
we
cool.
We switched up the time.
Let us know in the comments afterwards.
Yeah, but I can't remember the name of the movie. But yeah, his character was into like a pregnant girl. What was the movie? Okay, I'm gonna spend too much time on it.
The viewers
are
gonna help us.
Yeah, they're gonna help us out. But yeah. Anyway, moving along. So we see Jocelyn, and after we see the little shot with her going to the hospital, goes back, and she's meeting with her baby shower planners, party planners, Mimi and Shante, who...
I'm sure they plan weddings.
Too. Actually, yeah. Well,
it was probably on their website.
I looked up their website. Eyelash Vision, with a Z. Just saying.
Okay. And entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
They look super familiar. Like, I may have seen them at an event in LA.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I think they're based out of ATL. So, okay. I did on their website. They had like TI that they done parties for and stuff like that. So yeah, they're a legit company. They work at a legit company. But then Jocelyn, of course, takes it to the next level and says, I want to have strippers at my baby shower. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I've heard of like people like drinking and like, people, it becomes an adult affair.
It could be a trend. Yeah. She could start a trend.
Really?
That's how trends start. Yeah.
But strippers at the baby shower.
Visionaries.
With a Z.
But she didn't want it to be, normal. Like she said, she didn't want no pregnancy game. She didn't want. She didn't want everybody just like being bored. She wanted to be more like a celebrating her before she gives birth. Right.
Well, it wasn't nothing to do with the baby.
Yeah,
nothing to do with the baby.
Jocelyn party.
Right, right. The baby's name was in like blocks, but that was really it. That's the only thing that indicated it was a baby, and the fact that she was pregnant. It was a big shower, by the way. Like I even looked up also when I was watching the show. Hollywood Life had like a thing where they did an article, and it was like some big to do. Mm-hmm. When it went down back in December. So, and we saw like VH1 royalty there.
Yeah. I was surprised with all the support that she got. Yeah.
I was going to say, and in olden times, the kings and queens would have jesters come on and put on a show during a ceremony. Okay. So, being that she's the Puerto Rican princess, she needed a jester to come in and put on
that.
A show.
I like that. Okay. That's true.
Nothing's changed.
She just wants to follow history.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
She wants to follow history.
Yeah, I'm sure she knew that going into it.
Right. You know what? Absolutely. It makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of, we'll jump into it. Mariah Lynn performed.
Yeah, I
was a hoe.
Yeah.
And now I'm in it at a baby shower, really? But
I think she... performed. I want your money. Words of love.
Yeah, and we've heard that song from her before on her season.
Right.
So that must be her go-to.
No, that's
so,
her hit song.
That's like R. Kelly not performing Sex Me. Like, we definitely want to hear Sex Me when you get on stage. Right. So she has to do that song.
Even if it's a baby shower, she has to do that song.
I don't care if she's in church. She's going to play.
She's going to perform it at a kid's birthday party.
Right.
It's her anthem.
It's what she's known for, okay?
And I'm sure that
$5,000 a song, right?
And Jocelyn recommended that song. I'm just saying. Like, I'm sure that the fact that she is planning to have strippers and, mind you, a cake... with a baby coming out of the cootie cat, according to her. She wanted the cootie cat cake.
I thought it was funny how the event planners said the opposite of everything she was saying. She was like, do you really want strippers at the thing? No, we want strippers. What about our brand, though? Yeah. We got to protect it.
You say they never mentioned the brand.
Right, exactly.
I had to look them up.
They knew the path this was
going
down.
That doesn't fit our vision with a Z. That doesn't really fit.
Vision with a Y.
Right.
I would have loved to see what other events they've planned in the past.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. That'd have been good. Yeah,
they have all that in the website. So
give a little background on them.
Yeah, yeah. Squarespace website. Shout out Squarespace.
Make some good ass websites.
I'm just saying.
No shade.
No shade. Just saying. They have a website and Twitter. They have 1,500 followers on Twitter.
That's more than I got.
Yeah, basically, just saying. She does talk to her brother Kermit. Who also has a baby on the way. He's 20 years old. This is her brother. We were introduced to him last episode.
Yeah.
I heard that there's a lot of buzz about him. Like, a lot of girls like him. Like, they think he's, like, super...
It's got to be the hair.
Robin said whatever. That. Robin said, okay. And then she found out his name was Kermit the Frog, and she was like, no.
Oh, she didn't.
But,
she didn't
like that. Low-key, what if you kiss him and he turns into a prince?
This guy.
Okay.
Womp, womp, womp.
Just saying.
I could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, well, look. Jocelyn's the Puerto Rican princess. You kiss her brother, Kermit the Frog. He turns into a prince. Guys, this fucking makes sense.
I love it.
Where's Shrek?
Visionary.
Right.
Who's Shrek? Where Kirk? Is Kirk Shrek?
It's Kirk Shrek.
You don't have all the answers, Swag.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. But we do see him. They have like a heart to heart, and she wants him to make sure that he's there for his girl's baby, because deadbeat daddy doesn't want that to happen to him or to the girl that's having his child. She also decides to have the baby at a birthing center. Which is, you know, a thing that I've seen before. I was telling you guys while we were watching the show that I just watched Wale on The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about having his baby because this, like, really changed his life, you know. And he just, you know, he was talking about it and basically saying that she had her at a birthing center, and it was, like, amazing. He was drinking, though, the whole time. She was in labor for, like, 40 hours or something like that.
Push him, baby.
So he was just turned up. Shots. So by the time the baby came out, he, like, passed out, he said, because he was so faded. But, yeah, so that's, like, the thing. And he was actually recommending. He's like, you know, it would be nice if, you know, people that, even though it obviously it's expensive, but if there was a way, like Planned Parenthood or something like that, like a low-income situation, could do that because it's a better experience than just going to a hospital.
Are you going to have your baby, Trinae? Yeah.
I think that it is a great experience, especially because...
Oh, you're ducking and dodging out here.
I think it is. We're playing dodgeball. Like, the doula, having the doula is actually really nice, yes. too, because...
What's
the
doula?
The doula is basically the woman
that female,
who
right?
works,
that was the girl,
walks
like,
you through your right. pregnancy before
She's trained, according to... Right. I looked it up, the definition. Trained to assist another woman during childbirth. So, yes, okay. what you said.
Yes, and I mean, I think it was perfect to have that, mm-hmm. especially for your first experience. You know, and it, that epidural is all nice and everything, but that's drugs putting in your body and mm-hmm. then potentially putting into the baby before mm-hmm. the baby's even born. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, why not have a natural? Why not? I mean, we're going to get to that where
right,
she's giving
right,
birth.
Right.
So I'll
I just see you having your baby in the jungle.
Yeah.
See that. Khalil's okay, on over there. You know what? Let me tell y'all about this episode here. It was educational to a point, but at uh-huh. the same time, scary, right? Because I learned the safest way to have a baby is the water mm-hmm. birth and everything that you just said, which mm-hmm. was cool, right? But then it showed her in so much pain and crying
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
And I understand childbirth is supposed to be beautiful, but mm-hmm. the way VH1 just depicted it, oh, this shit's scary.
Yes, Jimmy, it's scary.
I'm saying. Like they had like, her.
I love
crying.
How Jimmy said while we were watching, she's like, why is she in pain right now? I'm like, Jimmy, dude, like, childbirth is painful.
I
dog.
Really said that. I was like, wait,
yo,
what's going on right now?
Why is she hurting? Why? Like, she just has a baby growing inside of her that's going to come out. Like, I don't understand why she's in pain.
She took it like a G, though.
He really asked it. He's like, why is she in pain? Like, I don't understand.
Get it. I don't understand.
There's actually a documentary that I did watch. It's pretty cool. Anybody remember Ricky Lake, the host?
Yeah.
Like, way back in the day?
Yeah.
So she produced,
Ricky Lake Show?
Yeah. So she produced this documentary called The Business of Being Born. And she's on there. She's giving birth. And she has, like, other people. And they're giving birth naturally through, like, childbirth centers. And people did it in their homes. Yeah. And she actually did it in her home. She, like, had the baby in her bathtub. It was crazy. But the whole point of the documentary was just showing, like, why it's so important to have a home birth or, you know, a center birth as opposed to going to a hospital because of drugs and because of everything. And it's just a different experience.
So, females, so, woman up, all right?
But a lot of but the thing is, a lot of people can't afford it, or a lot of it's scary. Like you said, it's painful.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even fathom, like, to any degree, giving birth to a child. And the pain that
you
and the pain
the baby right now.
The pain that it would what?
I forget the numbers, but like I was reading this thing where they scaled
the pain level, right?
Yeah,
yes.
The pain level
it's
of
crazy.
It. And so, yeah, it is. It's fucking crazy.
Which is why women have a naturally higher tolerance of pain than men, because true. You guys have to give birth.
Y'all the soldiers out here.
Yeah. Shout out to Eve, because it's her fault.
it no, is Eve's but fault. You know what's even crazy,
why did
though?
I think about the
biblical
rapper?
Time. Oh, you...
I was like... I'm so done.
Eve got so thinking of a song. Gangsta Lovin'?
Wait, what?
First Lady of the Rough Riders? What does she have to do with this?
I just want to rock with you? Wait, what?
I'm done. I'm so done with y'all. What were you going to say, Dre?
I was just going to...
You were just going to smile there and say, yeah, okay.
Just agree. But, yeah, so anyway, but I think, you know, people like in Jocelyn's case, and I think we're going to see it more often probably of when people find out, the more information you get, these documentaries, and that documentary is pretty old, and I'm sure there's been more surrounding that, talking about, you know, why it's important and things of that nature. So it'll be interesting if we see that to be a trend.
Well, you know what I do want to add is, anybody who's friends with Mona is living the life, because you get paid birth.
Oh, yeah.
Paid baby shower.
Right, definitely.
Jocelyn's life, if you think about it, has changed. Ever since Love and Hip Hop, like, she didn't have to worry about hospital bills. She didn't have to worry about cost of planning a baby shower.
Yeah.
To embarrass herself on national TV, all her for these past 6 years has been quite the amazing experience. Because now look at the benefits that she reaps off of it.
She gets to have a baby on
for
camera.
Free.
There you go. Yeah.
Basically,
there you go.
Most people record their births anyway.
True. So she got paid for it. She was like, y'all gonna bring the cast and crew and the crafty. All right.
Do you guys remember? I mean, I'm going back in time, but MTV did Brandy's special when she had her baby.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I do remember that.
Wow.
Getting paid. Get that check. No, I'm just saying.
You got to have that college fund somehow.
You got to. You got to. I'm not mad.
We know Sally Mae's on our back. Sally won't stop calling. Jesus.
There's a point in time.
I changed my number 3 times.
Where Jocelyn goes to see her trainer. She's working out really close. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm not mad. But she goes to the trainer to work out while she's still pregnant. He tells her, and I feel like this was just because I don't think she did a lot of weights. But I feel like this was just a segue for her to tell him about Nikki.
Right.
Nikki, baby.
Yes. Who Nikki is her friend. Yeah. And we know Nikki, of course, Nikki Minaj from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. And so this is the Nikki she's referring to, and says basically, you know, they kind of fool around, and she thinks that she wants to have some pregnant sex. And she's there for the baby shower. So it then cuts to, you know, Nikki giving a rubdown to Jocelyn in her Nude by Nikki wear that she has. So shameless plug. I'm not mad. Get your money.
Time.
Get your money. Get
all
your
time.
Money.
All the time. Shop, get your
money.
Swag.
Yeah, exactly. Get your money. Get your money. So she's rubbing Jocelyn down and, you know, just flirting and talking about, you know, I'm going to be the daddy and you to be the mama. And anyway, and then they kiss a little bit and then that's it. So
this whole part was just weird.
I don't know. And it was funny because we were watching it and they originally cut it out.
Right.
So it was almost like the TV was like, y'all don't want to watch this.
You know,
like,
you know, I expected they were doing us more. A favor. I thought that it was going to be like some freaky deaky, you know, sexy stuff, but it was very sentimental. You
very
know?
Much.
Rubbing
so.
Down the belly and Jocelyn, you know.
So, what do you want to do for me? What do you want me to do for you?
Where do you want me to go?
It was weird. It was weird. It was,
I think that line could work.
It was weird.
They should have cut that.
Let's keep it out. They didn't need to have that. It was really weird. It was awkward. I was like, okay, this is awkward. So yeah, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. The whole special was dedicated to this, so
to
you had to fill it in. You
like,
got to fill in all the scenes.
She was like, I want you to put that in to just show them that you know it doesn't matter. You know, this goes for, you know, everybody.
Right.
Everybody who, because there's some lesbians out there who do, you know, have in vitro births.
True.
And, you know, this goes out to them. She kind of just shows, like, everybody gets a chance.
I'll speak on represented right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, James.
Speak on this right now. So my wife donated her eggs to her cousin. She was like, all right, we're going to put in 2 just to make sure we at least get 1.
You can choose?
Yeah. Like how many eggs you put in to see what you're working with. One of those eggs split into twins, and the other one was born anyway, so she got triplets.
What?
So be careful when you want to play God, is what I'm
so
saying.
So your girl got triplets.
Not mine. So it's her eggs.
Her
eggs. Cousin. Had the triplets.
Had the triplets.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah,
okay.
It's crazy.
That
2
is
eggs
crazy.
Split into 1 and then the other 1 2. So yeah.
Triplets.
Now she's dealing with triplets. It's a lot of mouths to feed out of nowhere.
Yeah, it is.
Going from no babies to 3 babies.
Yeah.
Turn up!
Turn up.
I'm speechless over here.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to feel. Jimbo,
Migos.
I give you props.
Momos, trio! Oh, man. That's crazy.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing that,
absolutely.
Jimbo.
Yeah. And I've heard
best of luck to your cousin.
And I've heard, too, that tends to happen when you have, you know, those type of situations because of how the eggs work. So she goes to her mother's house, and she actually, we get to see some of her other family. So we get to see her sister. We get to see a cousin. Of course, her brother is there.
The whole royal family.
Right. Mom is there. They're kind of talking about, basically, you know, she wants her mom to help her with the baby for like the first, what's it, couple of weeks or something like that. First 2 weeks. Her mom has 6 kids.
Which, shout out to the mom. Yeah. I mean, she has six kids.
So she's like, you know, I want my mom to come help me.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we got to see, you know, see her family a little bit. And then we get to see her go back to the planters. This is my favorite part of the whole show.
I can't take care of my plants in the
house. Yeah, right. This is my favorite part of the episode. She goes to meet up with her planters and, you know, remember Jocelyn said she wanted strippers. So she's like, oh, you know, where are the dancers at? And so she's there with her brother. And so you see this dude playing the violin and the guitar. These ghetto, it's like a ghetto violin, a ghetto, I don't know, hip hop, I don't know. But they're playing it. And then all of a sudden you see these ballerinas in like, I don't know what they were wearing. They were like plastic tutus. Or something.
That they purchased from Ross.
Right. It looked like, Ross be popping. Marshalls, something
don't
like
sleep
that.
Don't sleep on Ross, yeah. Marshalls, TJ Maxx.
Not Matt. Not Matt. But they come down and they're dancing and it just looks really terrible. And Jocelyn's not happy because she said, I want strippers. Yeah. And so then all of a sudden they're like, strippers or
and
something.
I feel like the Uncle Luke anthem just dropped.
Right. Pop that, let me see.
But it was funny because but then you see the guy playing the violin like. And then I don't know, he changed it up. Yeah, the stripper violin. I don't know, it became that. And then you see the stripper. Oh, God.
We saw art.
Yeah, no, we
have you ever seen a woman.
Did we see art, Khalil?
To a violin? To a violin? That's art, bruh. That's art. What did it look like, Khalil? What did it look like?
Twerking.
It looked like a masterpiece.
It was twerking.
If I ever seen one, put that shit in LACMA. Put that shit in LACMA.
Jimmy's a jerk.
I'm up there next to the sculpture of David. The Sistine Chapel. Put that shit in the books, son. Put that shit in the books.
It was terrible. That's what I'm going to answer for. It was terrible. It was terrible. They started like doing
I'm
that.
I'm coming back for you.
Jocelyn was like, yeah. Like I just.
She was like, uh-huh.
Oh, woo. Man. It was terrible. It was terrible. What did you think, Trine? Trizzy.
She's still thinking about her birth in the jungle.
Shut up. All I have to say is that it was just typical Jocelyn. Like, you know, she got to pay homage to the strippers and stuff like that. She got to. Turn up. Definitely was hilarious because you could see the difference between the twins. Mm-hmm. Who's the most ratchet one?
Oh, yeah. Were they twins?
Were they?
I didn't understand. I thought they were sisters.
They looked like twins.
I didn't. He's going to make them
possible
twins. He's going to make them twins.
But no, I thought it was hilarious.
Cause how they were going back against each other. Yeah. Yeah.
An art form. Yeah. Ladies, yeah. Right. I would say twerking the violin.
Sure.
Yeah. Twerking the jazz.
Art. That's hard. You
go. Twerk to anything. Hey, you're
some Beethoven, you know, some symphony stuff.
Come on, now you're getting with the program.
Right.
All right.
So after the strippers, they end up tasting the food after that, which that food actually looked good. I want to taste the fried lobster.
Lobster was a good
fried
choice.
Lobster. Yeah.
Lobster.
Yeah, she loved
that. That's always a good choice.
Then we see the cake artist. Come out.
Who?
The cake artist. That's what he said.
I thought the rapper. Hold on. Wait, no. Let me get this right.
It said cake artist under her name.
Okay.
It said cake artist. And Jocelyn, of course, wanted her to, you know, told her what the cake was. She's like, oh, yeah, girl, I got you. And then I don't know who mentioned it, but she was like, you can rap. And she's like, can you rap? She's like, rap something. She's like, okay. And I'm like,
she came on the show to get a contract.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be the cake maker and the rapper and the performer at the next event.
She was like, look, I will come on the show. Just make them ask me to rap. Okay. So
that's
I can showcase
the cake
my skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, her name was Kate. Sweet Cakes. MC Sweet Cakes. yeah. So she started rapping. So she got her 10 seconds of fame, I guess. So maybe she's going to get signed. By like Young Jock, maybe. Young Jock, you know.
Hey, it's going down.
I'm just saying.
Soul Glow Records.
What'd you say?
Soul Glow Records.
Soul Glow Records. Right.
What could happen?
Right. So we then go into the baby shower, and we see some familiar faces. Who was there? We had
Mariah Lynn,
Young of course.
Jock.
Caesar.
Caesar.
Just change Caesar. Caesar. Jock got jokes.
Right.
Like, drop the Young. from now on, Jock Got Jokes.
Oh, you know he's trying to be a comedian.
That should be, that's what I'm saying. That should be his stand-up name.
Jock Got Jokes.
Okay, endorsement over here. That's not bad. Right. Yeah.
Branding. All right. Shout out to branding.
Yeah. Because apparently...
Fuck the young Jock.
Jock Got Jokes.
Because Lil Bow Wow went from Lil Bow Wow to Bow Wow, so...
And then to Shad Moss.
And let's keep it real. He's not young anymore.
Young.
Right.
He's not young.
He a grown man standing at 5'2".
Right.
With 7 babies.
A lot of kids.
7 or 11.
So we see some familiar faces. We see
y'all look just a bunch of comedians, huh? Is that it?
We said
Trinae got jokes.
Mariah Lynn performed her signature song, her hit. Mama D knighted her. I don't know what you would call it.
The palace has been broken.
Again, with going her magic with the wand, olden time things.
With her magic wand, like, I was like.
Again, man, I'm telling you, man.
Mama D.
Shalom, shalom. Shatta.
If you ever read these old Shakespearean plays, you know what I'm saying? Hamilton, Shakespeare, what's the other dude named Caesar? All that shit, man. They be that's where they get this shit from.
Oh, really?
Damn, it would be some wild stuff going on, man.
I can only imagine back in the day.
Mythology.
All of that.
Centaurs having sex with, you know,
Jocelyn.
Yarnic unicorns.
And unicorns.
We see that every episode, man. It's all in here. It's all in here.
So magical.
I've been doing my research, y'all.
Man,
it's ironic that history
repeats itself. Power, man. But you know what is so crazy? Is that Mama D is basically like Jocelyn's fairy godmother.
She is. Low key, right? Like, right.
Low key. Low key. She showed up that video.
Now we're making sense.
Now she's at the baby shower.
Dude.
She has been ordained as a baby.
Hilarious.
Yep.
Watch out.
So, yeah, that was great. Don gives a speech. I feel like they cut that in. Like, I feel like it just looks so like that wasn't from Don's speech. Like
Don, the same one that was arguing and fighting
Don,
with her.
Right. Don the soap. Don the soap. You know,
Don,
the soap.
The same person that was doing her wrong a couple seasons ago.
My thing is like,
now everything's cool, right?
From what we heard, there wasn't like, oh my gosh, that was so powerful. Like, all she said was like, Jocelyn is great, and I'm proud to call her my friend. Amen. Like, and then you see, like, it cuts to, like, her and her mom, like,
you're crying.
Like, I'm like, come on, man.
But you know what was real fake? Is that Mimi? I mean, Melissa wasn't there. Melissa's supposed to be
homie. Right.
Jocelyn's right-hand man for 10-plus years, and she wasn't in... I didn't see her.
Well, they didn't show her. I mean, whether she was there or not, but yeah, they didn't.
I think they'd have showed her if she was there.
They would have showed her?
I mean, they showed Mariah Lynn, who's on a whole different season.
True.
A whole different, you know?
Right, right. No, I feel you. I feel that. And what's sad is nobody was there. If that's the case, the only person that was there from her season was young Jock.
Right, exactly.
Which is kind of
crazy. I ain't see no Scrappy.
Scrappy. But a lot of people don't mess with her, though.
And that's the thing.
I thought at least Stevie J would have been there.
Right.
Right, the baby daddy.
I thought Stevie J would have been there. The fact that young Jock was there by
the baby
himself
wouldn't be
is kind of troublesome, too. Like, Jock, what are you doing here?
Well, it was a Monday night, and I was look,
so y'all offered me this check. I said I'll come through one time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Y'all had food there, right?
Right, right. Okay. Lobster? Oh, okay, I'm there.
It was weird, too, that she told Nikki that she was going to be her guest of honor.
That was
How
so
weird is that?
And
we
didn't even see Nikki at the baby shower.
No. She was up there.
Did you see her?
No, yeah. They were like,
I didn't see her.
Seated next to each other.
Oh, okay. When the strippers came out.
Oh, yeah.
When the strippers came out.
It was still weird.
You know, from The Wiz. When like those dancers came out. Like the good, you know, like it was like a, just. And then I have a full surprise detail. The surprises, like Jocelyn wanted to make this work so
grandiose
that you know. But yeah. I mean, the strippers, they look good. They look very tasteful. They had like the silver, you know,
really?
All that good stuff going
how
on.
You know, they look tasteful. Yeah. What you know about tasteful?
They look tasteful.
Oh, okay,
she looks tasteful.
She been in Miami.
She looked tasteful.
Okay.
Some
would say tasty.
So, and it was big. I didn't realize it was going to be that big when they were planning it. I mean, what did she say? 20 racks or something like that?
You throw me 20, I'm going to throw you a 50K.
Well, she didn't say that's what she was going to get, so.
Right. It was a lituation.
But it was a lot of people there. It was a big deal. So it looked like it was fun. And I did look up, I happened to look up under HollywoodLife.com, and they kind of did a little spot on it, and they were talking about it was a big deal back when it happened in December. So shout out. Looks like the Eyelash Vision, you know, came through with a V, with a Z. Excuse me. So we cut to Jocelyn at the end of the program, and she's at the birth center. They kind of kept going back and forth throughout the whole episode. And so they cut to her. She's at the birth center. She's in full contraction mode, and she's, like, feeling it hard, core. And that's she basically, she at some at some point, she's like, I can't deal with this natural stuff, mumble jumble. I need to go to the hospital, like a real hospital. And they were going to take her to the hospital, and they were like, nope, the baby's coming right now. The midwife said that. So she ended up not making it, and she had the baby right there at the birthing center. And then all of a sudden, you know, the baby's there, healthy. Stevie, she calls Stevie, so then he's on the phone like, oh, man, this is my baby. Should I come there? Can I come? Can I come over? And so she's like, yeah. And then, so you see him roll up.
Limbs and precious.
Am I allowed? Pretty funny. Can I have it?
Can I?
Dial your number?
Can I?
That's what he said, though. He did. He said, can I come through? And then when he gets there, what does he say?
She's like, say hi to your daddy, girl.
Like, she gonna say goo goo guy guy.
Right, like,
those
babies really gonna
girl, say
something.
Hi to your daddy, girl.
Like, right now. Look at him. Stop sleeping.
He showed up.
He came through. So,
for this 10 years, look who finally showed up. Say hi to your daddy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, anyway, so he's there. So, you know, he's bonding with the baby. And it's a nice feeling. I don't think this is going to last at all.
Oh, it's going to last.
I think Stevie J holds down his kids, though. Mm-hmm. I think he holds down his kids.
I'm talking about the them being, like, amicable. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I feel like they're going to be at odds. I think that in that moment, I think it needed to happen because, you know, the baby just got there. And, yeah, let's share this moment together. And I thought that was actually big of Jocelyn to be, you know, keep it all the way real. I thought that was big of her to be like, no, I want Stevie to be here because she didn't have to. And he came through and they kind of had a moment. Yeah.
I think she had to.
Yeah, that's my child, too.
Well, I mean, what I mean is, like, if she wanted to hate, like, right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course it makes sense for him to be there
as the father.
But I'm saying the fact that she was like, no, I want him to be here. He needs to be here. This is his child. Even though he hasn't really been here for me, I want him to be here for the birth of the baby.
I think at that point they push aside every personal problem and they start to think like, okay, now we are an official family.
Sure.
You should see your child.
Yeah.
My question to you all is... could be counted as rhetorical, but do you think that this is going to bring them closer together?
No.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so.
Because
they're both kind of crazy, and sometimes when you throw a child into the situation,
you know, I can get a little crazy.
It calms both parties down, and you know, it also just tells you like. Look, like, all through the BS, like, this is what we made, so we gotta, if we're not gonna be together, we at least need to be, like, cordial for our daughter, because we
or
don't
at least,
want
like,
her,
2 weeks.
We don't want her to end up back to the, like us.
Sure. Khalil, you don't think it's gonna last. You like, nah.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Oh, it's gonna last, because we got proof to show you that it's gonna last.
Speaking of, James, if you can pull up our little media situation. So... we decided to bring up some pictures of kind of what's going on right now because obviously this was taped at some time before. And we do see Stevie and Jocelyn out together.
This was at her 30th birthday party.
30th. Jocelyn's only 30 years old.
And so her birthday is originally in November. She's a Scorpio, hence the crazy. And, you know, she was pregnant during her birthday, so she couldn't have the celebration then. So she decided now. And look, she's looking snatched. Mm-hmm. snatched as what? So you feel me? Like,
explain that for our viewers.
You feel snatched. Me? Like, look at her though. Like, she looks good. She's
what does snatched mean?
Snatched means like, that she bounced back from that like pregnancy.
When, it's like when you take the fat and you snatch it away.
You think that's what happened?
I think that's what snatch means. It's like you take the fat, right?
And then snatch it. This right here shows you that the family is with it because we see Stevie J standing behind her and Dorian or. Or I don't know the son's name. It starts with a D. But he's right behind them, too. And the cousins and the nephews are also in the background
so
as well.
So they're all posing.
Yeah. And we see them sharing a dance, which I love. Because it's just they go ride to the wheels fall off, basically.
So based on this, you feel like this could be real.
I feel like she's in a good, happy place now. You know what I mean? Like she's dirty, they got that dirty 30 in, and she has a kid, and it's like, what is there to lose now?
I will say this, regardless of their whole relationship, which is this one.
This one shows you that
We lost it.
Okay.
That shows a window.
But when it comes back. But I do think, aside from the whole relationship aspect, I feel like, if nothing else, it's going to mature Jocelyn. For sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like, in that moment, one of the things that I did, outside of this episode being whatever it was, when she actually had the baby, and she's like, you know, holding the baby, she's like, you know, I made it. I did it. You know, this is my baby. I felt like, in that moment, her life was kind of changed. I kind of saw it in her face.
This one is iconic because we see that the baby is being embraced by Stevie, Eva, and the sister who was like, why we gotta be a part of the baby's life? She's holding the baby. So, you know, Jocelyn's not in the photo, but it just seems like they're co-parenting.
U-N-I-T-Y.
They've been out at events together, so we don't know officially if they are together or if they're just doing this publicly because they are the cream and the pie.
Right.
Holding it together, holding it down. You know
well, I mean, to me, it I don't know that it would make, like, let's say if there were problems, what good would it be to do this if there, you know what I'm saying, to show good faith?
But, yeah, I don't honestly think that they're together. I think that they do this for publicity.
Oh, I don't think they're together.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't think they're together because I've seen them out in public and they play on that whole, like, Stevie J's patting down the nose and, you know, Stevie J is, but they're not, I really don't feel like they together. They may sleep together maybe, but
they're not a couple.
That I don't think so.
Bet. Okay. Word. Well, thanks for that tidbit of information. Thank you, James, for pulling that up. So, let's get into predictions. Let's do that. We'll do predictions / quotables.
You're after Buzz TV.
Yeah. Predictions. So we'll start with Jimmy V. why you act like you're not here? Like, I just studied for this test. Look,
you know, you'd be in class, like teacher calling you, like you're doing some shit.
Well, damn.
What?
Oh, okay.
The answer is C. The answer is C.
So, Jimmy, going forward, I know it's kind of going to jump into, I believe, with the next episode, kind of what has happened since and with, you know, what is going on with Stevie J and Jocelyn.
Yeah.
What do you feel is going to be going on thus far?
I think just seeing the sequence of episodes so far, they're going to shy away from the Stevie J, Jocelyn stuff. They'll focus on the side pieces of the loving hip-hop situations. Uh-huh. I'm still waiting to hear about this Kirk and Rashida situation here. Sure. I think that's what's kind of everybody's waiting to hear what actually went down. So that's my prediction there. As far as quotables, I could care less about what happened this episode. So I got nothing for you.
I don't think there was really any quotables, to be honest. The only one was the hide of my daddy that you said earlier. That's the only one that I
remember. Yeah. Trizzy has one. Yeah.
I think that mine was, if this baby get on my nerves, I might just have to leave it in the back seat.
Oh, yes. Oh, talking about the fake baby.
Yeah.
But she was joking around.
Right.
But I'm sure every parent feels that at some point. Like, child, shut your ass up.
You know, be quiet. Khalil, do you have any predictions?
Yes, I do. Yes. All right. In these future episodes, we want to see a new person cheat on someone.
Oh,
I can tell you who. Stay tuned.
Okay, word. Well,
Honestly, I feel like it's going to be, you know, Mimi's going to still be pretty, like, firm. I don't want Jocelyn around Eva. And then we definitely,
on Instagram.
Definitely going to see once Jocelyn is not pregnant anymore at the reunion, she's going to be, you know, coming for some people, I feel like.
Right.
Mom or not. Uh-huh. That's my prediction.
Bet. Okay. I think we are going to touch more on the Kirk and Rashida situation because I feel like that's been dormant for a while. So I think they've kind of let some other storylines, you know, explore into those. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to go back to that. I do think we're going to see, I think we're going to have some more with the whole Jocelyn and Stevie situation. Not so much, but I think they're going to touch on it just to kind of see where they are at this point of the baby's born and how they're interacting with each other. I think we're going to see that. But it's definitely going to be the same old ratchetness, of course.
Definitely. Of course. I mean, that's without a doubt. Else.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this show is.
Yeah, and Jocelyn, you know, she's going to paint a picture that it's all perfect because that family photo that we saw was on her Instagram.
Her Instagram.
So,
her you know, Instagram, when it goes up on the gram, it's real.
Yeah. Right.
I would agree to that.
If it's on the gram, it's real.
It's just so real. You know.
I've never there lied to you on Instagram.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you for tuning in. Also, we did have to do it on a new time because of the special. So those of you that were in the live chat, thank you for finding us and being there with us while we are doing what we do, our Thug Thizzle. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint on all social media platforms. And you can check my website, which is stayonthemic.com. Trizzy.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Khalil Boo Boo here on Twitter and Instagram at
Khalil Boo Boo.
Jimmy B here on Twitter and Instagram at Bigger on Down. Just dropped a new skit today. Go check that out right now.
Check out skits.
You heard him.
We'll be back next week at our normal time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Not colored people time.
We promise.
We're on promise. Time.
We're on time. We'll be there. Until next week, we'll see you.
Might be on time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.